The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more, as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
I am Dr. Peggy Parker, and you are listening to the very first broadcast of my show, and it's called Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And I just want you to feel as though this is a broadcast that we do every Wednesday. It'll be something like a casual conversation that you'd have with your friends about health and wellness. And so I want to take a moment and just introduce myself to you so that you'll have a better idea of who I am. And during the course of the next few weeks, I am very excited about getting to know a little bit more about you. And so I'll be able to do that as you call in and actually can instant message me with questions and comments. And so let's try this again. As you already guessed from my title, I am actually a doctor, but I'm not an MD. I'm actually a doctor of natural medicine, or we're called naturopaths. And I also have a diploma from a clinic in Switzerland in biological medicine. And while that might be sound a little bit impressive on paper, it all happened as kind of a surprise to me. I grew up in South Dakota, the daughter of really hardworking dairy farmers. And I even went to a one-room school that had grades 1 through 6 in the same room with the same super patient woman teaching all of us one class after the other. So being a doctor wasn't even in my mind. but I was always a really good student, and I always had health problems, you know, those kind of weird health issues that left all the docs kind of scratching their heads. And most of all, I was really curious, kind of like that perpetual three-year-old child that continually asks why. So it seemed that the more I asked the question why, as I became an adult, the more classes I signed up for. And then I would get that question answered, but there would be another why behind that question, and I would sign up for another course and another course and another course. And before I knew it, I'd actually earned a doctorate in natural medicine. But much to my dismay, that pesky why question just wouldn't stop. And I discovered that my naturopathic training had taught me to use things like herbs and vitamins and minerals and homeopathic medicines in the same way that MDs use prescription drugs. In other words, I had learned to treat my patients' symptoms and not to actually cure their problems. And that just wasn't enough for me. So after practicing for a bit, I signed up for a 2-year course in biological medicine that was being offered from a clinic in Switzerland. And it was during this course that I was really taught a valuable principle that that looks a little bit like this. How it was explained is that health looks a lot like a building, that it has 4 pillars. One big pillar on each corner that are responsible for holding up the walls and the roof and keeping everything intact. And that each of those pillars is an essential part of creating a total package of health and wellness. And so how I define these pillars is this, that number one pillar is our diet. That would also include any supplements that we take. So it's actually kind of the things that we put in our bodies to create fuel to run our bodies. And then the second pillar is kind of our physicality, the way we move, the kind of exercise we get, the activities that we're involved in. And the third pillar has to do with the mental and spiritual health, you know, how we view ourselves in relationship to, you know, to the universe and to people around us. And then the fourth pillar is hydration. Now, I've studied a lot, and I'm actually a Reiki master along with being a naturopath. And so I do know a lot about all of the pillars, but the two areas that I'm most well known for are the first one. That's all about our diet and how we make fuel in our body, and the last one, hydration, and how vitally important it is to our overall health. So during these conversations, these are the two areas that you and my guests and I will be spending the majority of our time. So these areas will include things that when I talk about our diet, we're going to be talking about food allergies and how they relate back to your overall health. We're going to talk about organic food and how that relates to your health. We're going to talk about every conceivable subject that's out there on genetically modified organisms, the whole gamut, because there's so much information out there that I know that it can seem a little bit like you're trying to, that you're a rat in a maze. And so it can be kind of confusing in terms of, you know, trying to figure out what is the truth for you. So just a minute ago, I shared with you that my path to becoming a doctor was kind of a happy accident. And it happened because I was so curious, so I just kept asking why. And as this little pesky why kept fueling me forward, I was learning more and more about how to really fix the problem and not just treat a symptom. And so I want to give you just a little bit more about kind of my journey through that. And so you'll have a little more background. So what some of you that are my older friends know this, and the rest of you won't, is that I actually opened the first of its kind medical spa in northern Idaho. And I had an inpatient clinic where people could come and stay with me for up to 8 weeks at a time. And during that time, the people were juice fasting. They were going through all kinds of natural treatments and testing and. And I was doing this juicing and the treatments and everything all along with them. I mean, we had everything from hyperbaric oxygen chambers and infrared saunas to really old-fashioned kind of naturopathic treatments like hydrotherapy and colon hydrotherapy and visceral manipulation, you name it. You know, we kind of have it all. So I really got to see firsthand from having people that would, like I said, they'd stay up to 8 weeks at a time, and then sometimes they'd come back. I had some people who were there who had some really chronic issues that were there for most of the year. They would just take small breaks and come back and then take another break. And I actually had one patient that was on this kind of a program for about 4 years. Now, it ended up making a significant difference, but it didn't come without a ton of sacrifice, lots of time, energy, effort on her part, on our part, on everyone's part. So I actually got to see, like I said, firsthand what things like a raw food diet or a juice fast or cooked foods, and I got to see what all of these kinds of dietary things as well as treatments could do to affect people's health. And it was really fascinating. And with every little improvement in test results, you know, we'd get super excited. And then something interesting happened. And in 2004, my office manager, it ended up that she did me a really big favor. It just didn't feel like it at the time. She embezzled all my money, and I was forced to close the spa. So I just thought, you know, what am I going to do now? How will I ever be able to help people? You know, this was, you know, something that I've been working for and working toward for a long time. So I was so overcome with, you know, what am I going to do now, that I noticed that I myself was starting to get really sick. And I went to my holistic MD and, called and made an appointment, and I was waiting for my appointment. Super busy guy, you know, long waiting list. And in the meantime, every day I just felt worse and worse and worse. And until one day I woke up and I knew that the problem that I was having had something to do with my gallbladder. I recognized the symptoms in myself. And so I got my daughter to take me to the emergency room. And when I got there, they told me that I needed to have surgery. Well, as a naturopath, I wasn't really in favor of losing a vital organ. And as the time goes along, if you don't know much about gallbladders, I'm sure you'll hear more from me on the subject later, but just to keep this kind of brief, the next day as I was going and being wheeled into surgery, I was still negotiating with the surgeon to leave my gallbladder and put in a drain, you know, do whatever he had to do to reserve it. So when they went in to do the surgery and they touched the gallbladder, it completely disintegrated because it was gangrenous. And they got out as much gangrenous tissue as they could, sewed me up, and I almost died because I was literally rotting from the inside out. Now, I was doing everything that I could think of, everything. I was drinking juice. I was doing treatments. I was doing everything that I could do, and I was getting a small measure of help from the acupuncture treatments that my Japanese acupuncturist was doing for me, but months had gone by, and I was still barely able to get off the couch. And then a friend told me about ionized water, and it really changed my life. Not at first, of course, because at first I was really skeptical because my biological medicine training had taught me a lot about ionized water, and I'd even tried it for myself and my patients, and I didn't have any good results, but this woman was really insistent. So I went to a lecture, and during that lecture, I drank four 16-ounce glasses of ionized water in about a three-hour period of time, and some really dramatic things happened to me. So I knew there was something to it, so I bought a water ionizer, and I started doing research, and that was in January of 2005, and we are now in March of 2012, and I can tell you that I have not stopped researching. And so this is going to be a part of the simple solutions that I want to talk to you about. I'm going to talk to you about how we can make some really small changes in our diet, in the water that we drink, in the exercise that we do, in some of our thoughts. But mostly, we're going to be talking about hydration and how water can make a really big difference, and the type of water you drink can make a big difference, as well as food and diet and that sort of thing. So I know that you've already heard a ton of commercials because we keep getting cut off, but it is actually now time for a real commercial break. And so, as you know, you're listening to the Dr. Peggy show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And I just want to ask you this question before we go to commercial. I want to ask you if you're confused. Do you find the whole maze of information on health confusing and sometimes conflicting? Well, when we come back, I'll be answering some questions from guests on that subject. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back.
This Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stieck Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today I'm introducing myself, and in just a few minutes, I'll be answering some of your questions live. So to get ready for that, I'm going to give you the phone number, which is 800-930-2819. Or if you're listening live on the through the internet, on the right-hand side of your screen, you'll find a little message box, and you can type your name and your questions in there. And in just a few minutes, I'll be taking some of the questions that have already been given with instant feedback. So I just wanted to remind you that I'll be here every Wednesday at noon Pacific time and 3 Eastern time. And these calls will also be, radio broadcasts will also be archived. So in case you missed something or you weren't able to join me, you'll be able to always listen that way, 24/7. So today we're just kind of, I'm giving you some information about me and who I am and the things that we'll be talking about during our conversations. And so, One of the things I mentioned before the break was, are you confused by all the information that's out there? I can tell you that for me, it's been a little bit of a maze, but I do love the access that we have to information today. You know, what used to take me days or weeks and sometimes even months to track down is now available by simply typing a word in my little Google search bar, and instantly there's the info. Kind of like magic. And I can search through YouTube videos and find an interview on almost any subject that I have missed or that I'm interested in learning something about. I mean, there's everything on there from something pretty obscure to that super popular 60 Minutes segment that was on Friday night about the toxic effects of sugar. Or I find that I can tune in and listen to a top expert in almost any field on TED.com. And when I feel like taking it old school, I can actually go buy a magazine that is dedicated to a single topic, like gluten-free living. And just a few years ago, that would not have been even a possibility, nor would we have even dreamed that I would be sitting here talking to you and you could hear me on your smartphone or your computer. I mean, this is technology is terrific. However, the fact that we can get all that information is both really cool and it can be so confusing, because it seems as though there are armies of experts and articles lined up on both sides of every subject. It's enough to drive you a little crazy. And so that's why I'm here. I'm here to guide you through the maze of sometimes conflicting and often really confusing information, and to assist you in achieving your own optimal health and wellness. So I have a couple of questions. One of them is, have I mentioned the call-in number? So I want to make sure that I do that again. The call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can call in your questions live and talk to me, or you can send them in the instant feedback box on the right side of your computer screen, and I'll answer your questions live on air. So let's get back to that whole subject of food and allergies, that first pillar of health, while we wait to see if there are some of you who have some questions about this subject. So one of the things that I wanted to mention to you is that through the years, in treating patients, I began to see a really common recurring theme happening. And I'd bring people in and they would have these long stories about being sick, or that they had been to this doctor and that health expert and this practitioner and that practitioner and this expert on this subject, and still they were not getting any better. And after some kind of targeted testing, I would find out a couple of things. I would find out that their cells were highly oxidized, and I'll get to that in a minute, and that they had some food allergies. And most of the time, in at least 75 to 80% of the cases, those food allergies revolved around two or three main allergens. One of them was wheat. So I started seeing, this was back in the 90s, I started seeing a real rise in people who were coming to me that had wheat allergies. In addition to that, I saw that I had at least as many people, and sometimes the same people, who are allergic to wheat were also allergic to cow's milk. Now, I'm a girl who grew up on a dairy farm, and it never occurred to me while I was growing up that anybody would be allergic to cow's milk. I mean, you know, that was my family's business. So this was a kind of a new surprise to me. And then later, I began to see that there were a few people who are actually seem to be having allergic reactions to sugar. So, you know, this is part of our everyday diet, right? I mean, what in the world do you eat? You can't eat wheat, you can't eat cow's milk, and you can't eat sugar. It cuts out a lot of food. So the thing I didn't tell you when I got started and I was introducing myself is that before I became a doctor, I actually used to live in Dallas and I was a chef. And so that was how I began my first career, was in food. And I've always loved food and I always loved to cook food and to serve food and to, you know, to make healthy meals. I was actually one of those annoying moms. My kids are all adults now, but I was one of those annoying moms who sent super healthy lunches to school with them every day when everyone else was eating Lunchables. They were forced to eat super healthy food and didn't really appreciate it at the time, although now at least my daughters, not my son so far, but both of my daughters really have appreciated as adults the efforts that I went to help them as kids getting off on a good start of eating healthier. But anyway, what I found was that as a doctor, I was seeing these problems, and as, you know, this person who thinks about food and creative meals and creative solutions, I began to really wonder how it was that I could help people with their diets. So I made a pledge with a couple of my patients who had been diagnosed with every known test that they were allergic to both wheat and dairy products. So I told them that in solidarity with them, if they would stay faithful on their wheat-free, dairy-free diet for 3 months, that I would do it with them. Even though I didn't have these allergies, I would actually join them in their quest to live this new, to eat this new way, and that I would spend my time creating some recipes for them. So for 3 months, I was super dedicated. I didn't stray from that diet once. I cannot actually say the same thing for my patients, but I decided that I was going to be the example, and I was going to make it through just to show them that it was possible. And then I went off my self-imposed wheat-free, dairy-free eating plan, and I discovered something kind of important, that when I tried to eat wheat and when I tried to eat cow's milk dairy products, I got really sick. And so in trying to help my patients, I went through my own version of an allergy elimination diet and figured out that I was really allergic to both wheat and dairy, and that when I tried to add them back into my diet, I got really sick. Well, you know, so I spent several years avoiding wheat and avoiding cow's milk dairy and, you know, creating new recipes and doing all these things. And still, even with all of that, even with all the juicing, even with everything, I still was not really much of a picture of health. In fact, you know, it's kind of an embarrassment to me. And as a naturopath and a student of biological medicine, that every single workshop I ever went to when we were doing tests on each other, mine were always the worst in the group. Like, oh my God, this makes me look like I'm such a failure because it looks like I never tried anything that I'm recommending, when in fact I really did try all of those things. And so one of the important things to keep, you know, kind of on track, one of the important things to let you know is that as these food allergens are introduced into your body, that they can create this huge response in your body where you begin to have your whole system get kind of crazy. Things like cortisol from your adrenals will be released and create all kinds of facets in your cells and create your body, your interstitial fluids, your lymphatic fluids get kind of thick and almost like gel, or even sometimes into a fluid that looks a little like cottage cheese. These kinds of things start to happen, start to mount, and all kinds of things begin to fall apart. And so it was in my quest to help people figure all of this out that, as I mentioned, I found this whole subject of ionized water to be really kind of fascinating, because as I started introducing some of my patients, the ones that were kind of stuck and I couldn't seem to get things to change much for them, I asked them to join me in kind of a very loose version of a trial study just in my own office. And so I picked some people, like I said, that had some pretty serious health issues. And I also picked people who were quite a bit old, or generally older, because older patients usually have it's a little more difficult to get their numbers to change on tests as quickly as young people, because, you know, the younger we are, the more vitality we're supposed to have to create, you know, new cells faster and all that kind of thing. So in this study, what I discovered was this, that oxidation, this free radical attacks on our cells, are really the basis for all disease and aging and death. And I know that you've heard a lot about oxidation over the years, because you can barely listen to a Dr. Oz show without him mentioning it. You can hardly ever pick up a health magazine without an article about oxidation or antioxidants. And so unless you've been living under a rock for the last 5 or 10 years, you've heard about the effects of oxidation on our health. But what you may not have heard is exactly how that oxidation works out. And so next week, what we're going to be talking about in this show is exactly how oxidation affects your cells, how oxidation changes what would be otherwise normal, healthy cells into unhealthy cells that keep replicating themselves and turn out to be the actual cause behind aging and illness and disease and eventually death. And about the discoveries that I've made, where you can make some actual very simple, really straightforward changes and enjoy a greater level of health than you've probably ever even imagined for yourself. And for those of you who are already healthy, already have vibrance, this will take you to a place that you hadn't even considered possible. So these things are, like I said, they're just very simple solutions. So they will, you know, we'll get in next week to a little bit more of a discussion on cells and how cells are made and how oxidation actually destroys this whole communication from one cell to another, creates unhealthy cells that replicate themselves and then start this downward spiral of health, and then some really simple ways that we can reverse it. And so, you know, how I kind of put all of this together into one package is this, that oxidation can be increased by all kinds of things, just the air that we breathe and the water we drink and the foods that we eat, and even the way our own cells produce energy creates a certain level of oxidation in the body. And in ideal circumstances, our bodies are made in such an incredible way that we would produce enough antioxidants inside our cells to actually change this. But with all of the new technology that we enjoy, things like cell phones and computers and cars and electricity and cell phone powers and, you know, television, all of these things, as well as processed foods and fast foods and shipping foods and, you know, all kinds of things, can create a higher level of oxidation in our tissues. And this leads us forward. Well, you've heard a lot about that, but you probably haven't heard how underlying food allergies can also be a big cause for this level, these levels of oxidation that are behind things like diabetes and arthritis and cancer and, you know, all of the things that we consider lifestyle diseases that we have nowadays that we, you know, that the average person in the world suffers from, and how, you know, these underlying food allergies are actually one of the culprits that create these problems in our body. So as this show goes along over the next weeks and months, we will get into these subjects deeper and deeper. And now it looks like I have a few more questions. So I have a question from Allie in Chi-Town that says, how do we go about finding out from restaurants about food contagions, meaning cross-contamination with foods like peanuts? So this is a really, really great question, Allie. Thanks for sending it in. One of the things that you need to do before you go to a restaurant is actually call ahead. So you want to call ahead and ask for a manager and ask for the general manager and let them know that you have a peanut allergy or you have a gluten allergy. You know, restaurants today are much more savvy about these things because this all is coming out into the forefront nowadays, so it's much, much, much easier for restaurant owners to understand the gravity of the situation when you call and ask about these questions. So that's the very best way to check. Nowadays, even chain restaurants are starting to have gluten-free menus. Well, it seems as though we're starting to run out of time, so I have one more question that I want to answer from Judy in Massachusetts. And she says, hi, Dr. Peggy, you're so good. Can you please comment on gluten-free versus an allergy? So I think that what she's asking is, what's the difference between a wheat allergy and a gluten allergy? It's really just the severity of symptoms. You can be allergic to wheat because wheat in the last 100 years has been hybridized so many generations that our bodies, our human bodies, haven't been able to adapt to the changes. So back in, you know, in the old days, when I was young, so I'm starting to show my age here, I grew up in South Dakota, like I said, and people grow a lot of wheat there. And wheat would be really tall, you know, three feet tall. And, you know, you've heard that America, the beautiful song about amber waves of grain. Well, you would see this, you know, the wind just blowing and the wheat moving in the wind. Well, over the last 50 years, wheat has changed so dramatically that now it's short instead of tall. And now it has, it's resistant to all kinds of bugs. It's even resistant to pests because of modifications that they've made to it. But one of the most significant modifications to wheat has been this, that the protein structure of wheat has changed, and gluten is the protein in wheat. And wheat 100 years ago had gluten in it, but now it has, in some strains of wheat, 20 to 30 times more gluten than it did 100 years ago. And in average varieties of wheat, we have at least 10 to 15 times more gluten proteins than we did 100 years ago. And our human bodies just haven't been able to adapt to that dramatic a change in the amount of gluten available in wheat today. So I am sorry that we had a few little technical difficulties and our show is a little short today. I do want to thank you so much. There were some questions I did not get to, but it's time for me to kind of give you some information about how you can contact me. You can contact me by, you can get a hold of me on my website, which is simplehealthnetwork.com, and you can email me there. Or you can reach me on my Facebook page, Simple Health Network. So it's simplehealthnetwork.com is my webpage, and then my Facebook page is Simple Health Network. Or I have a food blog called OMG, That's Allergy Free. And the way you find that is to just type in www.omgallergyfree.com. And you'll find on that site, you'll find lots of tips and recipes for allergy-free living. And so I want to tell you the reason that I had to stop is because we have a little, I have a little contest for you today. Some of you may know that I have recently written a book called OMG, That's Allergy Free. It's a gourmet guide to eating wheat, gluten, sugar, and dairy free. And so I am going to be giving away a copy of that book to one of you, my listeners, this week. And all you have to do is to get on my blog page, omgallergyfree.com, and join as one of my blog members. And I already know, I already have a list of who is currently a member. So anyone who signs up to be a member or subscribes to that blog this week, so starting today and going through next Tuesday, you'll be entered into a contest, and I will draw a winner, and you will get a free copy of my gorgeous cookbook that's filled with photos and tips and hundreds of recipes that will help you live a healthier life. So I want to thank you for joining me today, and please go to my blog, omgallergyfree.com, and sign up as a subscriber and enter that contest. And I hope that you have the winning entry. So thanks again for joining me today. It's been a pleasure to begin this new adventure. As I said at the beginning of the show, I'm completely humbled by this. I am honored that you decided to spend your time and energy listening. I'm always honored when people ask questions and participate with me in these new adventures. So thank you again for joining me. I look so forward to next Wednesday. You can find me next week at transformationtalkradio.com. And again, this is Dr. Peggy Parker, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And I wish you a wonderful week, a healthy week, and an allergy-free week. I look forward to talking to you next Wednesday at noon Pacific and 3 o'clock Eastern. For this week, this is all. So goodbye, everyone. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, That's Allergy Free? That's SimpleHealthNetwork.com. And check out her blog, OMGAllergyFree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
Hey, everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Steak Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now. In this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life and health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.